What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bass. We getting ready to go live, man. We got an artist here today. Reached out to him, man, on Instagram. I mean, not on Instagram, Facebook Live. And in the works, man. So we about to get ready to go live. You feel me? Chop it up with Dog and see what he's talking about, man. Check out some of his music. Hold on, he coming on right now. Man, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing pretty well, man. Welcome to Ian's Podcast, man. Right now, we at the shop, man. Where you at with it?
I'm in Vernon, Utah, man, 435 area.
Man, okay, man. So what's that like, man? Man, hold on. First of all, man, shout yourself out. Man, let them know who you is, man. Where you from?
My name is White Santi. Been doing this for a while, but yeah, man, I 307-435. That's basically me, man. It's the scene. We'll be getting it popping out here. So we doing the shows, be doing a lot out here.
Okay, man. You must be doing something, man. I see the jerry can popping, man.
Yeah, got that tennis chain.
Yeah, man. So tell me a little bit about your music, man, a little bit about your movement.
So I got out with this place about 3 months ago. I just came out here. I've got some groups of people, artists all around. They're going to be doing some stuff. I've actually just did a song I dropped a couple days ago called A Foot of Bag. And yeah, it's kind of just the adventure. We already got the music video visuals pretty much in the editing process. So that'll be coming out also here soon. Got my producers just ready for some more coming up here soon. So my music's just a little bit of here and there, but it's rap, hip hop, R&B, contemporary. And just anything I can apply my voice to, I play at least 10 instruments as well. So I'll be doing a lot, grinding.
Oh, man, so you got to tell us, man, so how did you get involved in the music game? Like, how did you go from one instrument to 10 instruments?
So just growing up in a small-ass town, really, just with my mom and then my twin sister, like, in this place called McKinney. Just pretty much, like, where I was from, Roots Clan. That's this crazy-ass place. It'll shake you on, like, just where that is really at, but it's beautiful. Really cool. But yeah, I just pretty much started first with my acoustic, which my dad, he gave me, but he wasn't really much in my life much, but definitely it was the first instrument that I got gifted from him. So I just was like, you know, bet, like, I'm gonna do this. This is something that he sees in me and I see in myself from the beginning too, just being in a place where if you don't got much options out in the BFE area, you just gotta get with them instruments, man. You know, you gotta find yourself board, you gotta get that talent and make it valid. So I've just been jumping from instrument to instrument through just high school and just going to growing up, you know, man.
No, that's real, man. So what kept you going? Like, what kept you motivated? You feel me? Because I know, like, as an artist, there's times where, like, either the learning the music might get frustrating or people accepting your music might get frustrating.
Well, where I was from, it was not an easy growing up life. Definitely minority everywhere I was at growing up, but like basically the music was just a way to be able to express myself and tell people like the trials and tribulations that I've been going through, you know, and some of the stuff about not growing up with the dad, having him being active in my life because of addiction and drugs and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just not been an easy life, but I mean, you know, my trials and tribulations, maybe I can, you know, put out there and hopefully other people can see it and not feel alone, maybe if they go into the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's just like
a way in escape, expressment, and, you know, helping other people if they also, you know, be going through the same.
Okay.
Just trying to relate.
Yeah, so you trying to relate, man. So when people listen to your music, what type of vibe do you want them to get from your music, man? Like, I know that you want them to relate.
Yeah, I got tons of vibes, bro. Unlimited vibes, bro.
Yeah. So, oh, man, is that a championship ring or something? That was like,
no, I got like, yeah, we got Jesus over here. Man. Got that Jesus piece. But no, yeah, I got those gifted. All those were gifted from folks. You know, they believe in me too, so it's pretty cool. That's my motivation as well.
Yeah.
And no, I got vibes. So this one song is called Rich Vibes. I'm going to shout that one out. Actually, see if I can play it right now so y'all can hear it. But Trippie Mo, shout out him. He's an artist. He featured the hook, and then we just did a vibe with it, really. So it's just a fun little song vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hold up. You get to that SoundCloud. Well, all my stuff's right now on SoundCloud. So you search me up, Y-S-O-N-T. That's just me. What up, Bearded Beauty? What's up, my boy? He's popping off at the show, too. He supports my grind.
Yeah, cool, man. So how has that SoundCloud grind been, man? Because I heard it's a lot of artists that have been reaching a lot of success and building a fan base on SoundCloud. But I know it's different strokes for everybody, you feel me? So how's the SoundCloud grind been for you?
It's not bad. I mean, there was a point where, I don't know if you've heard of that, like, background app SoundCloud Pulse. I was actually to see the analytic app side of it, which was just really, for me, really kind of cool. The aspect of seeing your truest fans, the ones who play your stuff and run it like daily, yeah, to see that kind of aspect field of it. It was really neat. SoundCloud was actually the first stuff I actually dropped any of my music on. So it's actually the first platform I worked on. So I like to just kind of stay loyal to that base of just that platform for people who want to listen to me.
Okay.
I'm actually here soon, drop more on all other platforms. So I'm going to go here and do a bunch more shit, step up on another step, get up there, you know what I mean?
Okay. So how did you get over the nervousness of, like, you know, breaking your first track? You feel me? Because I realize the artist, you know, a lot of times it's the perception. Like, you be like, damn, I don't know if people going to fuck with it. You feel me? Or, like, you know, you can be watching the views. Like, damn, is people fucking with it? People not fucking with it? But, like, what kind of got you over that hump?
It's just to know that, like, you are you. There's nobody else that can be like you. You are unique. You have your own voice. You have your own style. It's going to be original any way you can put it, as far as just how you're going to put your mind to it. It's really just in here. But yeah, it's a point and aspect for me that, like, to get over that nervousness, like, I was always the person that was just always put out of their comfort zone, because being a minority while I was growing up, like, I had to just, you know, make it awkward, make it fun, you know, be that person, because yeah, I was always in the outcast field. But, like, I embraced that at some point throughout high school. That's when I was realizing, like, you know what, fuck what people think, you know, like, I'm doing this and I'm going to love it. And if I love it, I don't care what they like. If they like it, that's cool. And if they relate, that's awesome. I want to be able to build a relationship with some people, my fans, and then, you know, relate and, you know, just kind of, like, get through this life together in a sense that we're not alone, you know?
Yeah. So what was the most scariest part you could say with this whole, like, just the whole transition of music and building a movement? You know, shout out to Brand Infinity X, man. They say you already created a movement, man. So what was that process like, man, just creating a movement?
So, I started in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Me and Trippy Mo and a couple other artists, K-Bob, like, just a few. We actually have a show coming out here June 5th, Rock Springs, Wyoming. So I don't know if y'all have time, what you're doing, but there's going to be a lot of people, fun time, good vibes. Yeah. It's called the BB Show. Trippy Mo presents it. It's just going to be a good time. But, yeah, that scene out there is where I really kind of got the grind and gears rolling. So, like, just working with a bunch of artists and seeing their talent, it really is an inspiration and motivation. So I'm out here now, 435, now no longer 30307, taking a little break. But 435, yeah. I got the group out here making some scenes happen, you know, just having fun with it. It's the music. It's the scene, you know. It's just loving it. The vibe. Here's this song. Play us some.
Yeah, playing some of that heat, man. Y'all hearing it live right now, man. For all y'all that is not going to be able to watch it, but y'all going to be streaming it on these platforms, man, y'all can go find them on SoundCloud, man.
Yeah, I'm about to also go all of the platforms here soon. We're just going to make sure there's one song I'm working on. It's in the booth. We're going to be doing it tonight. So, yeah, cool shit's happening all around. I'm going to be busy, though. But this is called Rich Vibes. So it's Prod NK. It's a little, you know, groove up there, though. He does the hook, Trippy Mo. You can hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it. He's digesting the beat real fast. You feel me? You gotta build up to it.
Yeah.
You said that you know me, you don't really know me. I came out the mud, I put that on my homies. I roll up a line and that's you. was enormous. I really just sit back and chill by my lonely. I stopped on my mind until the morning. I sound on my breath.
Oh, we got a post.
And I come in. Yeah. Do a long ass verse. Just going in and doing bars.
Take it here. You know we got that shit. Kicked out of mind. We just trying to spit. Whether it be illiterate. My niggas bitch a fit. Trying to get it lit. Run the puff off to the tip. That's my slime boy Rick. Rapping with the groovy chick. In the booth you make a rich. I don't vibe with no regular bitch.
But yeah, just life, you know, just everything that you go through. I be talking about it sometimes, just like humbling other people with the things that I've actually been through. Like sometimes it's like a joke, like, you know, born April Fools, you know, being a twin, I rap to my sister. But yeah, life is trials. And so dealing with most of it, I just talk about it. I just vibe. I put things into perspectives that, you know, humble other people. So.
Yeah, man. So my next question is, man, how was that first studio session? Like the first time ever
being in the studio session? I'll show you that first song, actually. We're going to go with that first song called Roots Claim. So it talks a little bit like really where I just basically claim where I'm from. It's just, you know, an adventure, really. But it's cool. A shout out just like basically where I'm from and just the area. It's kind of crazy. One sec, let me pull it up on you and see this little area. There you are. So this is another song, TG. We're going to get to that other song here in a bit, but this one is actually one of my favorites. TG.
I put out the heat, it's nice on D. Don't come at me, cause honestly, I'm on my feet. While I'm on this beat, don't try to bite or copy me. Nothing stopping me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I flow the flow, you already know. Been living on the ghost, and you my soul. I'm tripping on cold, you on my roll. I'll let you know if catch my breath, it's double crack and let it blow. Niggas should never fold. Never with the new, cause I'm out with the old. I'm missing to the key, what gotta be so bold. Even faster, like smoke gas, I got my invisible blaster. Don't call me a son of a bastard. Don't drop the herb, cause sir, what cause of disaster. In my house, I'm the headmaster. In bed, I make a moan.
But yeah, Trippy Mo mixed that song. That was called TG, Prod Apollo Young. And just on some other stuff with some other producers and just like other artists. It's just fun. You know, I've been doing it for a minute. I really took it serious in like 2018, I'd say, though. Like, other than that, it was just kind of like a hobby. Now I'm actually getting paid for shows. I'm getting paid, produced, monetized, all that kind of stuff. It's just slowly and surely getting there.
Man, so what was that first time getting paid for music like?
Knowing that other people believed in me and that those that showed up, those that were also part of the creative process as them being artists, it was like, this is really happening. You know, it's almost seeing my dream unfolding. And I mean, just to see the vision that I've seen, you know, been wanting to manifest it for so long, like I'm just seeing bits and pieces every time I continue to get validation and getting paid for it. Because I just do it for fun and the networking process, the socials, I mean, that alone. So,
when I get was you nervous the first time you was on stage?
First time I was on stage, I could say as far as doing it like this type of grind, probably in Salt Lake. I was doing a song I featured for Bleak Bones. She's a really good artist as well. She's out in Atlanta for a little bit, but she actually did a song called Misery Rider, and I jumped and featured on it. So, she wanted me to feature and go on stage with her and hype her up and just have a good time. And so we were on set. It was pretty fun.
Man, was you ever nervous, like, being on stage? Did you ever forget your lines?
I mean, yeah, I had to go for, like, because it was a minute. I had, like, a year before I, like, had to go back to that song and kind of like realize, like, all right, make sure you know your words, how you said it, how you delivered it.
Yeah.
And I knew there were other people that were also coming on tour to like perform here too. So like I knew they were really about theirs. So I was like, I need to make sure it's on point so they know what I'm doing, you know? And so, I mean, it wasn't like a long verse. It was decently a good chunk, a minute, you know?
Yeah.
But like definitely it was fun. I mean, just had to rehearse a couple times, sound check for sure, but knowing like your basic sound engineers and people, you gotta have your crew with you, that's for sure.
Man, most definitely. Man, so throughout this whole time, and I didn't heard a lot of experiences, man. You didn't travel a lot, you didn't perform, you didn't you really out here, man. So like as far as the whole traveling and how was it able to because you come from a different you said that you come from a small town, being a minority, going to cities like Salt Lake, you feel me, that's in Utah, being out of Wyoming, like what has it been like just being like submerged in like all these different cultures and these different type of fans?
Humbling, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I've also been out East Coast, Florida, yeah, and also got humbled out there just seeing the scene and just how it would be out there different as far as being out West Coast and in the mountains, everything. It's just like you can't predict or expect or, you know, how life really can be. And like I've had blessings in disguise that to this day that I might talk about in some tracks that will blow your mind. Like life is more just...
Oh, man, you might as well share one of them with us. What can we expect in one of those tracks?
So, like, I've seen some crazy stuff. Florida is no joke. Out there in the panhandle, people, they get wild out there.
Yeah.
It's like melting pot, you know? You got everybody out there. But as far as it was, you know, it was definitely a tough time in my life.
Yeah.
Definitely ended up losing my twin sister about 2 months after I came back from there. So it was definitely where I actually stopped making music for a bit. I had to adjust my mind. I went through some, you know, depression. Still kind of am, but I mean, you know, it's just growth, positivity. You got to keep that mind and know that, like, whether they're here or not, that you got to make sure you're living your life for the best and for them too.
Yeah, man. So if you don't mind me speaking on mental health, you feel me? It's like throughout this whole process, it's not like you discovered, you know, your own self throughout, you know, like you have to, like you fell down, you have to pick yourself back up. It's a lot of people out there in the world that come from our culture that's, you feel me, that's going through it, but they don't know how to get through it. You feel me? Is it a message or something that you give to them, you feel me, to help them get through it?
So, I mean, having people in your life, meeting people that you love, people that are family, people that, you know, not even be as blood or thick as water or anything like that.
Yeah.
Take it as a grain of salt because people always leave.
Yeah.
And even with taking that for gratitude, that they may leave, whether they don't or they stay. Just always know that, like, to be able to relate, to take an escape, music's always been that type of thing for me to always like escape depression because it's almost letting out and not bottling it in, because sometimes when you bottle it in, you just want to just blow up and take it out on other people. And it's not the way you need to do it. Music for me, it's the best way for me to not hurt other people while going through some shit.
Damn, that's real. Damn, I ain't never heard nobody put it like that. Damn, that's real spill. That's real skill, because we see that a lot, man. A lot of people don't realize they hold on to so much, and when they let it out, sometimes it's the one that they love that end up becoming a target by mistake, though. It's just like you came into the house feeling some type of way, and somebody says something, and they don't know that you already up to here with shit. You feel me? They don't know where you at, you know, mentally and just emotionally, so sometimes they don't understand where, you know, where them emotions or where the reaction might be coming from.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, I see you tatted up, man. So what's some of the? I see your heart. I think that might be music. Is that music samples?
Yeah.
Man, so when you first started getting tatted, man. Damn,
it's a tattoo that's hard. Dedicated to my twin. It's a bluebird, but it's not colored in. You got some like negative notes behind it. that like I make the bird head pop out, but then it kind of like transitions into the treble clef.
Yeah.
And then music notes all around it. And then it kind of just goes into a chart song that basically me and my twin sister, you know, it's just something that like we just, you know, connected with on a song. And yeah, I just kind of decided to make a memorial tattoo for her. So I always keep in mind, you know, like life's fragile.
Yeah, man, that's hard. That's most definitely hard, man. That's most definitely hard, man. So, man, hey, we about to get ready to wrap this interview up, man, but I got two more questions for you, man. And they might, one of them is just going to be, if you can sum up in one word, like, your movement, your grind, just what your intentions are. You feel me? If you could sum it up in one word, what would it be and why?
Enlightenment.
Enlightenment? Damn, okay. Okay. All right, so why you choose enlightenment?
Well, throughout the darkest times that we live in on this plane, this earth, this stuff that's happening, crazy times we're in right now, we're obviously hidden in things that we're not able to see, not able to understand or cope with or like just comprehend. So to just stick together and, you know, be with each other and really understand and love, we're going to be able to enlighten each other and make it out of these dark times. And that's with what you have in music. That's what you have with talking and socializing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just, and then,
like, I've been enlightened.
Man, enlightenment, man. That's hard. That's hard. You might need to make a song called Enlightenment. Man, that leads to my final question, man. If I was to stumble across you as an artist and you wanted your, like, you know, they say, like, what's your 60-second elevator pitch or 30-second elevator pitch, what would be that go-to song that you would want me to listen to get introduced to you and why? Like, what's the best introduction song for you and your movement?
Recently, For the Bag. I'm going to play it right now if you want.
Oh, yeah, play it right now. Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
So you get an understanding why.
It features these two locals that I met out here, 435 out here. And so they're on it on this track. But, yeah, I did a hook, and then we went in and just For the Bag.
What's up?
All right, yep. Prod Finicky, he did the beat.
What's up, T? Searching for the bag, coming for the loot. Niggas act mad, cause I keep the boot. Tell them I'm being sad, and that's the truth. But I make it through. Treading man like boo. Ain't bitter vibes in this boot. Yeah. Ooh, if you feel something, that'll be true. Tell them they'll breath new, brand new.
MCO, here he goes.
I just rapping like I'm on that riddle, and I got a riddle, son. Little something in the chronic bag. Never swag, but I got a swag on your fucking beauty, little raps. This is heavyweight. Defeat the odds every day. Beat the gods. There is no debate. Watch us let it take. Everything we have, it's at stake. Yeah. So we A-list. A1. Number one. A1. Cause we fucking saucy, son. Gotta have it. Now you hear a saucy. Smoking on that sticky bud. Gotta get my mind right. Cause I got the invite. So I can pop off. So sniff the top off. The flip half of the drop off. Used to know though. From all the drugs in my system. No need to list them. Just call the plugs in. Now I'm part of the program. Getting treated for this war on drugs. Sober now. But my demons, that's the reason I'm alive and well today. Well today. Get the middle. Got the knives beating odds. Yeah, yeah.
Comes with me my hook one more time, yeah. And I go into my outro verse.
Searching for the bag, coming for the loot. Niggas act mad, cause I gave a boot. I'm being sad, and that's the truth. Ooh, with no dad, but I make it through. Follow my creed, that's how I lead. Born a twin seed, times I need my PSC for RIP. Damn, I miss you, T. Even though it hurts, I still proceed. Chasing these dreams, I will not leave me. I still proceed, cause she believed in me. Good vibes, my
Yeah. I just dropped that a couple days ago. We're going to do some visuals for it. It's just a good vibe. That's hard. For the bag, man. We just chasing it. We going for it.
Man, that's hard, man. Before we end the podcast, man, shout yourself out one more time, man. He didn't bless us.
Wasanti, out here. This is the grind, man. We about it. The industry, the music. It's just trying to help out. Make people understand.
And y'all tune in to Ends Podcast, available on all streaming platforms. Go ahead and lock in with us, man. Check out my guy. Go on SoundCloud, get them streams up. Man, support.
Don't be sleeping on me. Don't be sleeping on us. We out here. Man, thank you, man. Have a good one, man. Get to it. Keep your grind up, too.
Man, let's get it, man.
All right, man. All right. Peace.